fertilizer pharma shock is a compounding crisis that ties energy choke points directly to crop yields and medicine supplies in a chain reaction Washington refuses to acknowledge.
And just think about this. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no nothing. They're losing. They admit they're losing. They're begging to make a deal.
Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has halted roughly one-third of global seaborne fertilizer trade and nearly half the world's urea, the critical nitrogen source for crop growth.
The U.S. is a net exporter of fertilizer, but we have big fertilizer problems in the United States because, remember, even if you're exporting it, and the price has gone up. So if you're from Iowa, where I'm from, you're paying a lot more for fertilizer this planting season, assuming you didn't buy it ahead of time, which, by the way, most of the farmers didn't. They've been in a little bit of a tight squeeze. Often they buy input, seed and fertilizer, prior to a year in advance of planting. Well, this year, they didn't. So they're buying it basically not forward, but buying it on the spot market.
Urea prices from the Middle East have surged from under $500 per metric ton to around $700 or higher, with overall fertilizer costs up more than 50% year over year. Spring wheat planting could hit the lowest levels since 1970.
Setting the table on farmers is they were in bad shape prior to the war financially. They were getting squeezed. So as a result, they didn't do what they often do, and that's buy their inputs forward, buy them a year in advance.
Oh, wow. So they did that. They did that even before the crisis we're facing right now.
Yes.
Russia has suspended ammonium nitrate exports. China has restricted key blends to protect domestic prices. And India faces gas shortages threatening its urea output. With 318 million people already in acute hunger, analysts warn another 45 million could slide into crisis if disruptions last beyond June. Layer on the pharmaceutical strike, Iranian missiles hit Israel's Neot Hovav industrial zone, home to Teva Pharmaceutical, the world's largest generic drug maker, and Adama Chemical Facilities. Teva supplies affordable generics for cancer, heart, respiratory, and neurological treatments relied on by hospitals worldwide, especially in third world nations. Pre-existing shortages were already severe. Prices will rise, access will tighten, and chronic patients could face rationing or expensive switches in the months ahead. Iran's closure stranded Qatar's North Field output 33% of global helium. That also left 200 cryogenic helium containers at risk of total boil-off within weeks. No helium means no chips for AI GPUs or data centers, while India's 70,000 MRI machines and semiconductor memory supplies face immediate pressure. Jet fuel has at least doubled in the U.S., with airlines warning of dry inventories, cancellations, and rerouting, while diesel tightness grips Australia and South Korea, prompting wartime economic measures.
Chanju, what is the South Korean government doing to address all of these problems?
They've launched a full-scale emergency economic response involving the offices of the president, the prime minister, and more. They're also looking to pass a war supplementary budget, and they're urging the public to conserve energy.
The just-in-time global system that was built on cheap energy, fragile choke points, and the illusion of endless efficiency has had its table flipped over. Stock what you reasonably can, demand real domestic resilience over globalist fantasies, and build tolerance for uncomfortable truths that are imminent. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom. Second hour, we're going to be taking your calls. You're going to want to stay with me, Rex Jones, American Journal. I was just talking to the boys behind the scenes during the network break there, and I looked down at my Casio. I looked down at my watch, and I'm like, oh, it's 4-7. And to a normal person that doesn't believe in the evil witchcraft, numerology, or anything like that, you'd say, oh, 4-7, whatever, it's not a big deal. Trump and the cadre of brain-dead lunatics around him, especially the preacher types and the Zionist types, they've convinced him that he is the reincarnation 3,000 years later of Cyrus the Great, that he's the 47th president for a reason, because Iran has been this evil regime for 47 years, and he's going to be the one to put a stop to it. I am not giving you financial advice. That's not what this is. This is pure speculation. I'm thinking about going all in, just going full total degen broke on the invasion happening today. Now, I don't want a war profiteer, so I'm definitely not going to do that. That's just a speculative thought, but you would probably make a lot of money, theoretically, not financial advice, if you were like, oh, well, it looks like it's imminent, because that's how these people think. And it's sad that we have to consider how sick these people are, but I looked down at my watch and I'm like, man, I know they're telling him that in the White House right now. Trump's going to attack him on 4-8 when the whole thing is 4-7. And just an interesting thing, and I don't believe in this at all. We put no stock in demons or magic or any of it. But the Chinese, and I learned this because I took 5 years of Chinese class in middle and high school. The Chinese believe that 4 and 7 are the most unlucky numbers, and that the combination of them is the most unlucky of all time. So just a little observation there. We got y'all's numbers on the board. I'm about to get to y'all. Really appreciate everybody. Really quick, I'm going to do a plug. Because we got a plug to stay on air. Let's get the site up really quick. I'm going to read you these deals, and there's new deals dropping every day. There's a plug sheet on its way to me right now with the new exciting offers. But there is a new rolling sale up to 40% off Ultra DNA Revival. Let me tell you about that product. You want the NAD Plus, incredible for mitochondria, incredible for longevity. That's a really serious agent, kind of just like Methylene Blue is. So if you're looking for the best, if you're looking for the Rolls Royce, the Cadillac of supplement products you could take, I guarantee you compare the price on that to like a health store price or like a Whole Foods price. If you're going to find a similar product, they're just going to be charging out the wazoo for it. We got it at the best deal, 40% off right now. And that's a product, if you remember like DNA Force back in the day, some would say this version's even better. It's got the actually like trans resveratrol in there, which is the stuff that's in wine, but it's like the hyper concentrated, super powerful form of it. That's what you want alongside the NAD. You've also got Shilajit capsules and gummies. Shilajit's so amazing. They're mineral deposits. They're millions of years old, and they contain high levels of fulvic acid and all these natural peptides. Of course, we always hear about these peptides. What do these peptides do? Well, they're in Shilajit. You got to try them. And look at this. Grab this stuffed InfoWars cooler. There's an InfoWars cooler now? I'm going to be getting this immediately once I get off air. I'm going to call Bigly and be like, hey, I need to buy one from y'all half off. So I'm going to get an InfoWars cooler. And right now you can get kind of that same deal too. It's the Ultimate InfoWars cooler bundle for $19.99 off from $145. And go ahead and scroll down a little bit. $99.99, excuse me. Get everything you need for a great time outdoors with the Ultimate InfoWars cooler bundle. This rugged insulated cooler stands 12 inches tall and keeps your drinks cold for hours, perfect for tailgates. Includes the cooler, includes the sunglasses, includes the InfoWars koozie. Very, very badass. You're going to want to get that amazing offer at thealexjonesstore.com. And here's the thing. All the InfoWars branded stuff, that's about to go out the window. I'm going to reveal some inside baseball. You are right now. Like, if you want to get in, while you still can get in the pool, the water's warm before that heater turns off, you're going to want to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get classic items like that, especially the merch. Like, I've just been stealing t-shirts, to be honest with you. That's my payment for working here. I steal apparel. I steal supplement products. I gobble them. I have them right here. Actually, you know what? Let's do a little bit of this right now because I haven't taken it yet. This is Power Plant from the Alex Jones Store. I'm going to go ahead and take two. This is a supplement that I specifically designed to be taken with Methylene Blue. It's kind of a new enhanced version of Super Male Vitality that works better and is a cleaner overall formula. This has Rhodiola roja, also known as golden root, in it, as well as cordyceps mushroom. So it boosts dopamine, norepinephrine, oxygen carrying capacity, makes exercise feel amazing. And then you've got the complete mineral blend in here of really high dose zinc and boron to raise testosterone and free testosterone, combined with the selenium to protect your boys down there. Like, this is the best product. Absolutely delicious. I can feel the power of the Power Plant already. Just wanted to give that plug because here's the thing. I'm not BSing you guys. We all, everyone around here, we gobble the supplements. But I want to go ahead and get to y'all's calls. Let's see who's on the board. Let me take Sean from California.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
Well, as you may or may not remember me from calling you in on the gray zone a while back, gray air talks, I wanted real quick, Rex, to just share my InfoWars morning stack. So you might appreciate this.
Sure.
If you got it there for the plug. So I will take combine the Shilajit Complex, the Ultimate Methyl Drive, and the Ultimate Life Force. That's my three in one, get my day going. And I'm about to head out, grab some of that here when I head to work. I wanted to paraphrase from the Declaration of Independence for you that, you know, good men will suffer evil while evil is sufferable. I said that to Rob Dew last month as well. The American people are suffering because we've chosen to let this POTUS and everyone around him tell them what the Zionists think. And
yes,
we have to, again, not rely on one or two people who Alex knows, you know, getting messages to them. We, the people, are allowed, with notice to agents, notice to principal, we are allowed to come together as a national assembly, come together as your state general assemblies,
sure,
and come together as your county assemblies and send him what we expect of him and hold him to that oath of office. I've told Rob, I've told Harrison, I've told yourself, you know, you go to national-assembly.net. We have the process laid out. But the American people, I guess they're just content in not telling the president.
I'm going to let you continue because this is a good call, and I want you to plug the resource because it's a very important resource. And I do remember the call now. I just said I take hundreds of calls, so it's a little bit difficult. You look at all this, and I had this discussion. I hate to go back to it again with this guy called the Quartering, and it's just emblematic of everything we're discussing here with the people that are just kind of jellyfish. And like you say, people suffering evil and whatnot, going into that whole issue. These people legitimately tell us, and these are political people, they tell us, oh, well, you actually expect the president to do his job and to make America better for the people? That's never happened ever the entire time I've been alive. And I've been alive a lot longer than you have, young man. And just that attitude is absolutely disgusting. It starts with us demanding change. I demand change. I will not accept this anymore. Go ahead.
You are completely correct, Rex. The POTUS is our commander-in-chief. He is also the chief service administrator of this, you could call it a ship of state, you could call it the United States Corporation, which you can look up their filing on Dun & Bradstreet. It's a real corporation, folks. Again, none dare call it conspiracy. It's a simple fact that if we want what you perceive as the CEO of this country to listen to us, he's got to hear from the shareholders, i.e. those of us who pay the taxes, those of us who are the American people. So when he's not hearing that, you know, remember Alex would talk about him being on the White House phone lines listening for calls. Are those phone lines going up or are people not calling in? And in the case of what we're teaching at national-assembly.net, we've had material we have sent to President Obama, President Trump. None of them glaze him. None of them say, hey, you're the best thing since, you know, sliced bread. We're like, here's what you do. Here's what we want. And here's what will happen if you do not do it. And the simple fact is, you know, we know the mechanics, whether you got to use state marshals to deal with someone corrupting your state, or you got to, you know, use different levers of the federal government.
To boil everything down, and we're pressed on time. I got to take the next caller. We have a right to a redress of grievances. That's national-assembly.net. Thank you so much. Call back in. Thank you, Sean. Let's go to another Sean. This Sean's in Rhode Island. Comments on Trump and a plug. Your thoughts.
Hey, Rex. Sean, mailman, Rhode Island. Just calling in. Yeah, the Trump situation is very, very sad.
Yes.
Huge Trump guy. I voted 3 times. I'm still wearing my red hat every now and again, but I'm very reluctant.
Yeah.
I've taken my Trump magnet off the back of my pickup.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he cutting refund checks for the hats?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Let's have a little bit of a conversation here, just like with the last caller. I think you're just touching on things that are key. Like, this is a heartbreaking betrayal. Like, this is not a thing as to where, like, I like to enjoy rag on Trump. This is like old Yeller with rabies type situation that we're embroiled in right now, except old Yeller has nuclear weapon. Like, that's the situation we're in. And here's the thing. Like, nobody has been a more ardent supporter of Trump than me. I literally got my dad to support Trump in 2015 by convincing him he would be the president. Like, just looking at the situation, looking at the magnetism and all of it. So to get to a point now, we were lied to, man. Sean, we were lied to just 2 years ago. It was super recent, and they want to memory hole all of that.
Of course. And you bring up the old Yeller. I was actually thinking about it a couple of days ago. Me growing up, I'm 46 now, and when I was growing up, my hero was Jose Canseco. I'm sure you know who he is.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, he was the Superman of baseball. And then what happened in the late 90s? Steroids.
Right.
Is he still my hero? He is. You know, I mean, I grew up with the guy. But at the end of the day, I see him as, you know, just some cheater. But, you know, it's kind of related to that. But it's very disheartening, especially the old people. The old people are such Trump fans still.
Yes.
I can't have a conversation at Easter dinner with my in-laws. They're just so on to Trump, so on to, you know, Bibi Netanyahu, which I still believe he possibly either him or Kushner is the Antichrist, but that's neither here nor there. But they're just so blunt. They have no clue. Like I said, I'm a postal service, or I'm a mailman. I have 40 people in my office, and not one person knows anything about Iran. It's scary.
It is scary. They know about pop culture. They know about their TV show. They know about their favorite celebrity
football,
or whatever.
And
you're literally like I talk to people at the grocery store, gas station, like gym, whatever. Be like, hey, like you know about what's going on? Like, you're anti-war. Like, you know about the situation over there right now? You know we're killing kids. Like, you know, like talk to someone, especially you talk to somebody. And it kind of was the signal for a while, being like, oh, hey, you voted for Trump. Right. And they could have a conversation with someone that wasn't going to like say like libtarded things to you or say that you were racist for not believing in 1,000 different genders or whatever. Right. But now it's kind of turned into a thing. Whereas I got in a car even just a year ago and all this hadn't even kicked off. And I was already outraged at Trump for refusing to end the Ukraine war, which was my main reason for voting for him. I didn't even have the Iran thing on my horizon. We all just couldn't even foresee the horror there. I get in this Uber. I'm going downtown to go to a bar, and it's like a 300-pound, 70-year-old man, like just literally probably can't walk, basically, driving for Uber. He had a great voice. Like, oh, he got a good radio voice. We started talking Trump, whatnot. And then he literally goes, so you're ready to go fight for Israel, aren't you, young man? No. I get in an Uber as a 23-year-old in good physical condition, literally prime draft stock. They would send me over there in 5 seconds, and I got a guy that literally can't move around telling me I got to go die for Israel. And for me, as a young person, that's the ultimate betrayal. What do you think?
That's pretty much every liberal in the state I live in, Rhode Island. It's a lot of people that fit that exact description that are outside, you know, doing the protests in my little town, you know, the no ice, no kings. They do it every weekend. It's like 5 people. It's a big joke. It's all, you know, old people that would never stand a chance and survive in any craziness that happens in this country or this world. But I know I'm good. I've been listening to you guys for over 20 years. I'm stocked up, food, ammo, guns,
nice
supplies. I did just purchase that new Faraday backpack from you guys. I'm
nice
waiting for that. I can't wait. I saved up a bunch of my VIP membership money for that.
Beautiful.
And, you know, I live on the methylene blue. I've been taking it for probably, I don't even know, 8, 9 months, 10 months, ever since I, you know, finally, you know, swallowed the pill and said, yeah, let me try this stuff.
It's fantastic, amazing. Isn't it? It's really phenomenal stuff.
I'm 10 miles a day. And I've called before. I've talked to Rob. I've talked to your father. Oh, before I forget, Alex Jones, president, 2028, let's go.
Hell yeah.
Alex Jones, president, 2028, let's go.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I love your supplements, man. Method Drive, I take, which I know that was one of your formulas. I must have 10 bottles of that stuff. The methylene blue, the creatine, the super greens, bovine. I'm stocked up, man.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Sean, for the call. Really great thoughts. Really appreciate the plug as well. Really appreciate the support. The VIP program is a great deal because you can save up points and get like phenomenal, like, you know, greater discounts than even what's offered on the store. Really appreciate that call. We're running out of time here. We got like 7 minutes left. I want to take one or two more calls. Let's go ahead and go to Craig. Actually, you know what? We'll go to Craig in a second. Jefferson has been waiting for a while. Let's go to Free Energy and Super Weapons. Jefferson in Virginia.
Hey, Rex. Thanks for taking my call. Nice job on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, last week, your father mentioned that the rods from God might be in play and that we have teleportation ability to put unlimited numbers of them up in space.
Hmm.
So that's not really a new weapon. The teleportation aspect of unlimited ammunition is rather new, but we keep touching on this subject. I think the only way we get out of World War III is we have to force Trump into sort of a full disclosure of what we actually have on the free energy front so that these sort of wars aren't really necessary. In other words, the Strait of Hormuz isn't really an issue if you can teleport fertilizer and fuel from the Middle East to wherever it has to go.
I don't believe in the technology. I'm not like a, you know, like a based, like a Nibiru believer or any of that. I just don't buy it.
Well, you're not supposed to. In other words, I'm a boomer. I'm a proud boomer. I'm the last of the boomers, and I've watched the technology develop in secret, and it's much farther along than you newcomers actually realize. You have to actually do a deep dive into what's actually been done in the unacknowledged black projects.
Okay.
And that would be, you could do a 4-hour show on just that subject matter.
Sure. Give me just a few bullet points. I'll write them down and we'll do that.
Well, I mean, if you were to get in touch with Ashton Forbes, he does a show every other night on weeknights, 3 nights a week, where he's talking about aneutronic fusion and how that can be weaponized, and there's no radiation from that. There's teleportation technology, which is used to make the MH370 plane disappear and go to Diego Garcia. These sort of technologies exist, but they're never going to be acknowledged unless some president overrules the defense contractors that are even hiding it from the Pentagon.
Mm.
So that's the world we live in, where we have the solution to almost all our problems except for overpopulation, but we just don't
I definitely agree with the last part about having like all the solutions to the problems. I believe in secret technology. I don't know about like the laser death beam or whatever. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate that. I will do my due diligence. I'll research what you said. Let's go to Bullseye in, I always forget what state that is. Is that Maryland? Minnesota. I'm Jesse Ventura. I'm from Minnesota. I'm in the Baja now. Jesse Ventura. But all right, go ahead. Let's talk to Bullseye in Minnesota.
Okay. I get super nervous and flustered on call lines like this.
All right, just give me a second. We're chill. I'm hanging out in the studio. You're hanging out wherever you are, doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. We're just hanging out. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I know, but I scripted out what I want to say.
Okay.
Calling in with the solution today. To keep from drawing blanks and stuff, I scripted it out that way.
So
this might be a bit wooden, but if you just focus on the content of my words, I will try to paint a picture for you of what I have to offer.
All right, just keep it concise. I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard you and Tim say that your show is all about solutions, and I believe that I may have one of the best solutions of anyone in your audience. And I'd like to back that statement up by putting a challenge out there that if you think you have a better solution than the one I'm about to offer, please call in and try to knock me off my pedestal. Mm. But if I'm right and I remain king of the solution hill, I would like the chance to climb the InfoWars fist bump ladder and to talk not only to yourself, but also make a quick call into Harrison Smith to continue my pitch, and then a few-minute call in with Alex. I'd like to start my pitch by going back to something you were discussing last week when you were encouraging creation over destruction. As my solution is a creation, the creation of an original sport. An original sport which I have thoroughly fleshed out and am ready to record, live streaming the whole process from start to finish for your viewing audience as well as anyone else on the internet.
All right, we're going to go to another caller. Are you being serious right now? Because what does the sport have to do with the geopolitical like news roundup news show?
Oh, it's just a solution for you and your audience.
We can't get trolled here. We don't know what's coming. You do understand that, right?
Right.
Can you tell us what's coming?
Well, I was just going to talk about my sport. It's a spinoff of disc golf.
Okay.
So I think.
We can go into that a little bit. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think disc golf courses would be a great rallying point because they're free for everyone to use, you know? Mm. And now I'm getting flustered.
No, you're good. Sorry to bomb you out. I do agree that like public community is very important.
Right. And it's good for us to get outside away from the computer screens, get exercise and sun and stuff like that. And I think that a lot of your callers call in and wonder where to meet people and fellow info warriors and stuff, but they're kind of worried to go to political rallies and stuff like that and meet people there. So I think we could utilize disc golf courses in the as a way to meet each other and stuff like that. Now I'm lost on where I was going to go here.
You know what, man? I'm sorry. I actually really like that. We've always talked about the concept of them wanting to keep us inside these coffin apartments, wanting to keep us away from the sun under the UV light all the time. It's super important to even just get, you know, like an hour of outside sunshine during the day, especially if you're in a group activity, you're hanging out with people, having a good time. That's how you meet people. It might be how you meet your wife. So that's a phenomenal suggestion. I actually really appreciate that call. Thank you, Bullseye.
With Bullseye. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a phenomenal idea. I'm sorry to step on your point there. You're actually a damn good, wholesome person, and we love that here on the show. Thank you so much, Bullseye. Okay, I'm going to come back with your calls. I'm also going to discuss the future of my new morning program and the American Journal and a bunch of different things. You're going to want to stay with us. I'm reminding you again, that InfoWars cooler bundle you want at $99.99. You get the limited edition cooler. When it's gone, it's gone. You want to get this now while the inventory lasts, while the supply lasts. And I want to go ahead, throw up the Power Drive bundle really quick. Let's throw up the Power Drive bundle. I created two supplements on the alexjonesstore.com, and I've helped with several others as well. Methyl Drive and Power Plant. If you want the ideal combination, if you're taking Methylene Blue already, you get these two bad boys. I guarantee you're going to feel the cognitive benefits. I guarantee you're going to feel the energy. I guarantee you're going to feel the vitality. Get it now. Power Drive Bundle, thealexjonesstore.com. I love you all. I'll be right back.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to thealexjonesstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our Methylene Blue, if you love our Bolivine Colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 Iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite Detox Formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our Methylene Red, that's proprietary to us, our Ultra Methylene Blue, that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken Methylene Blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
We are back taking your calls on the American Journal, but I wanted to clue you in kind of on my pinky in the brain master plan here. So our last show on the network, the last American Journal episode ever, is going to be this Friday. Now, what am I going to do about that, having come to become accustomed to and now loving the morning time slot instead of doing the evening where I'm all tired? I get to have all this energy and come to y'all as things are breaking immediately. What I'm going to do, and I'm going to figure out exactly how to make this work, how to promote it and everything. But if you've been enjoying me and Tim as well, but it'll just be me in the mornings from now on, it'll be my time slot. If you've been enjoying me on these morning shows, you want to see me and we want to do the news roundup every day, you want me to be your chronicler, which I'd be honored to do, I'm going to be live. I'm going to be doing a three-hour show, same exact time slot, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and doing stuff on the new network, doing a 90-minute roundup at night as well, combined with already doing the gray area shows. My goal is literally to be live over a quarter of the day, I think, coming up pretty soon, because here's the thing. I got this bad habit of playing video games. I'm just going to stream that too. Why not? So if you want to come hang out with me, you want to check in with me, you can always ask me a political question. I'm literally always thinking about this stuff. I mean, I grew up here. I grew up in a newsroom. It's my entire life. So if you want to check in with me and you want to chronicle this in real time and hang out, I'm always going to be there for you. But I'm thinking I'm going to call it My American Journal. So just a little thought there. We're going to go back to your calls. Ooh, who do we take? Who do we take? Who do we take? Let's take Sean in Indiana. We got a ton of Seans today.
Morning, Rex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. I'm in a bad spot. Good morning. I'm in a bad spot. I'll try to make it quick. This has been playing on my mind for a couple of days. I realize a lot of people are upset with Trump and things that are going on and would like more disclosure on certain things and less cooperation on others. And I can't help but think that Trump is getting ready to pull a Reagan on us as soon as we're able to take care of the things that are the biggest threats to peace on earth, so to speak, and he's going to pull the UFO card and ask for forgiveness on all of these things.
Yeah, Project Bluebeam and stuff like that. Yeah, man. I mean, that's we saw that. I mean, they don't just do things like that. That drone situation that popped up a year or two ago, that's not just a random event. I mean, you look at the War of the Worlds situation where you have the radio broadcast and people think the aliens are attacking. I mean, if you look at AI now, look at all the things they're going to be able to do combined with the real world technology they actually have. It is truly scary because what other cards does he have to play? He can go nuclear. He can go boots on the ground or he could go for another massive distraction. Massive distraction is probably better. Your thoughts?
Well, absolutely. Mass distraction is great, but if he wants to be forgiven about the lack of the Epstein transparency,
yes,
the lack of taking bad intelligence, taking out the enemies that might dissuade or delay the golden age as he perceives it.
Right.
So I think he's going to play the UFO card. He's going to talk about what he's doing in our golden dome and those things and his way of ushering it in. And I think he's taking Reagan's word for real. Like, it'll pull all humanity together if we all found out. And I think that's why he's doing the bad things now, so he can try and tie it all up with a little bow, thinking his transgressions are going to be forgiven once he plays that card.
Wow, interesting take. Thank you so much, Sean in Indiana. You actually had good cell service for that. We heard you loud and clear. Thank you, Sean in Indiana. Let's continue on the theme of space and aliens and all of it. Let's talk to Matthew in New York. Caller number 3, you're on the air.
Privet Kaktala, Ruskies. How are you? Yeah, I'm just like, I'm in awe, man. The fart and piss project is like, it's unbelievable. So somehow they can get through an impenetrable force field. Amazing. Somehow they can traverse through a 16,000-mile-per-hour gravitational pull that hurls planets through space, right? Amazing. But the real thing is the light switch that turns off the stars is like, I mean, Elon Musk deserves all the money, bro. Who cares how much we got to pay for our groceries? This guy made a light. They have a light switch that turns the stars off in the sun, bro. Is that amazing or what?
It is pretty cool. You know, we need to give the billionaires more money so they can do their little enterprises. What do you think about what is the planet? What is the firmament? What are all these things in your view?
I believe the Bible. I believe the people that rule the world and study and bang their heads on the Old Testament. I believe they laugh at us because we believe this stuff, and they go, "Look, God, they are cattle, and we should kill them." Look what they believe. Know what I mean? That's what I believe happens. I believe they taught. That's why they hate us so much, because we do not believe. Know what I mean? That's what I believe.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that, Matthew in New York. Now let's go to Ian in Houston. The highest office has lost our trust. Totally agree with your point. Really quick, before you start talking, Ethan, I want to go ahead and read out the number again. Let's get more callers on the board. I want to hear from you what you've thought of Trump's latest speech and just the developments breaking right now. Current events, topics only. No grand theorems here. Call in 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Houston.
Yes, good morning, Rex.
Morning.
I just wanted to make the point that, you know, trust is one of the core values of our country. And if we have a politician in office that says one thing and does something else, and, you know, we can't trust them, I mean, it's a dire situation. I mean, you know, one of my hardest things in life is knowing when somebody is speaking, whether or not they're telling the truth. It's very difficult for me, unfortunately. I've had situations arise for people that say one thing, right? And so if a politician says something, it has to be honest. It has to be truthful. And, you know, Trump ran on no new wars, fixing inflation, right, and all this stuff. And now he's completely turned basically 180 or 360, however you want to look at it, but he's the direct opposite of what he ran on. And that can't, it's hard to really say, but that can't be allowed in our country. You know, America, the politicians that represent our country have to be able to go abroad and be trusted when they go to foreign countries that what they're saying is being said with integrity. We can't have politicians that go somewhere and negotiate in bad faith and then blow the building up.
Well, yeah, and you think about this. You think about the concept of our political officials going over to another country, receiving massive donations from people that are dual citizens of that country, and then they come out and say that you're racist if you criticize their obvious corrupt connections. And the thing is, we don't care who's doing it. I don't care who's doing it. We want it to stop, period. You're not special. You don't get indemnified from criticism. And you look at President Trump. I mean, Trump literally thinks that he's God. Like, he doesn't care. And that's the thing about Trump. And like, my dad's attitude towards it is he's like, oh, like, when's Trump going to figure this out? When's he going to wake up? He's gone crazy. He's gone insane. I just don't think he cares. I think they like shot at him. They're like, you're going to obey or it's going to be for real next time. And he's like, I get to be president. And they're like, sure. And he's like, hell yeah. Like, I think that's the calculation, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that he's on the level of like egomaniac, narcissist. I thought that his ego kind of calmed down a little bit after the Butler situation.
Right.
But it seems that it's kind of not fully relaxed. So, yeah, when the ego and narcissism controls people, we have these problems that are kind of uncontrollable. And, you know, we have this other thing thrown into the mix, which is greed and money and all the insider trading that's going on in D.C.
We can talk for a little bit. We got plenty of time. We're going to take calls well into the next hour waiting for Joe Biggs. You're totally good. I mean, the prediction market should be illegal. Flat out.
Yeah, no, it definitely should be.
I mean, they literally... they can make giant parlay bets, stacking, multiplying the amount of money they're going to make off of events that they control in the Situation Room. You see like just line after line after line of like someone will win like 90 grand making 10 correct predictions. You know, how do you know that? You're an insider.
Yeah. And I mean, 90 grand, I think small peanuts.
Oh,
I mean,
sure. Sure.
People
sure.
have been profiting millions of dollars over this Iran
Billions.
Situation.
And yes.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of Americans are struggling pretty hard right now. I mean, I just went to go get breakfast here in Houston, and I was at the breakfast place opens at 7. I was there at 8 a.m. sharp, and I was literally the only person in there. And I used to go there 6 years ago. I couldn't even find a parking spot.
Well, for eating out is an insane luxury now. Like, that might as well be eating, like, food with a gold foil on it. They want you to pay, like, $15, $20 a meal. Now, okay, we used to live in a society where it was about $5, okay, but we've graduated far past that point, and it's just a thing as to like how much will people put up with in your view?
That's a good question, you know. And I over Easter, I asked my family kind of what happened in the 70s with the gas shortages, if people were rioting, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I also asked them about Kent State. I said, you know, essentially, right. why didn't the entire situation get fixed after Kent State? You know, right. We had the government that basically sent National Guard to university. They assassinated college students. And for some reason, the hippies still weren't able to completely turn this thing around. I mean, at this point, I mean, I want to be as polite as possible about it, but we kind of need to reconvene and fix the situation. I mean, and that's kind of what the founding fathers realized, you know, 200 years ago.
No, we don't have a representative government. The government does not represent you, the American citizens, the American people. It represents big capital interests and foreign and special powers around the world. It doesn't represent you. We are literally in that revolutionary 1776 spirit moment right now. And that's just the reality of the world we live in now. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate that. Ian in Houston, let's go to Ben in Indiana. How far Trump has fallen from where he was? Ben, you're on the air.
Good morning, Rex. Hope you're having a good resurrection week.
Yes.
Just want to thank you guys for all that you do. And I am a quick plug. You know, I've been taking the product since 21. You know, I'm methyl drive, the methylene blue capsules.
Love
and
it.
Iodine, methylene red. I take it all. So thank you so much for what you guys do. And I really don't want to see you guys, you know, I know you're going over to the Big Lee and everything, and I'm still going to pay attention, and I'm just thankful for you. But, yeah, it's just, it's so sad, you know, to see how far he's fallen, you know, all these promises made, but none of them kept, you know, with the fluoride and then Monsanto getting immunity and then constantly pushing for, you know, to be Israel's little cuck, you know, it's so sad, you know, and right. I got these, my coworkers that are, you know, calling me a Democrat and liberal, and I'm anti-government now, you know, right. because of this, if this is what it is, if we exchange Biden for a warmongering Trump, then what are we doing here? You know, I don't regret voting for him. I didn't want Kamala, you know, to sit there and promote this even more of this Moloch agenda. Now we got the Luciferians in
well,
there.
What you're boiling down to here is that we weren't given a choice, and we thought we were given a choice because exactly. we were just outright and total lied to. Everything he said he wouldn't do is exactly like he just does the opposite of whatever he promised. Like that's the Trump platform.
And then, really quick,
I'll let you continue. So you're in your office, you're trying to wake people up about this, you're trying to share information, and it's literally the same attitude as like, oh, like I know the names of the My Little Ponies and you don't. Like the people you talk to, like, oh, you're a libtard. Well, that's like a third grader's mind, you know? See right. what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then, you know, oh, well, those who bless Israel, like, will be blessed. Israel is the people who follow Jesus, not this man-made state.
I totally agree. Israel is Abraham's seed, which is the fulfillment of the Old Covenant, which is Jesus Christ. We all know and believe this. You're having people talk to you about bless Israel?
Yes. I got these Gen wow. Xers and these, you know, and then I got a kid, he's more like my boss. He's 27 and he's sitting here, you know, we should bomb Iran off the face of the
earth. No.
You don't sound like a Christian. You sound like a Christian Zionist. Like you to wish death upon another wow. person is ridiculous, you know, and I'm getting, you know, treated differently because, oh, I'm not just going along with what Trump wow. says. I wanted RFK, you know, I want a healthy America. You know, I don't want all this crap in my food. You know, I'm the head of nutrition at my church for my Sunday school because I'm sitting there seeing them feeding them goldfish and Oreos.
Right.
We have fallen so far from what, you know, we were meant to be, you know, and yeah, well, take a look,
because oftentimes they talk about the base, like the base still supports President Trump, 100% of the MAGA, what it means to be MAGA, support President Trump. You're someone that was part of the MAHA coalition that opted in, at least I believe from what I'm picking up from what you're putting down. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You were somebody that joined up like many independents, like many young people, like many Republicans that maybe, you know, lean more towards libertarian vibe or whatever, because Trump said, hey, I'm going to make this part of my platform. And then boom, oh, we got to have glyphosate as a matter of national security. And then he makes Kennedy go through the humiliation ritual of going out there and it's necessary for national security. Like it's humiliating.
It is. And, you know, I'm not just a part of the MAHA. Like, I believed in Trump. I believed in the Republican, you know, conservatism, you know, gun rights, you know, yes. you know, flags, rock and eagle, you know, like Charlie Day says. You know, it's just,
yes.
it's sad to see that now, all of Mac. No, I'm completely against MIGA, whether it be Iran or Israel. MIGA, please, right?
Yes.
So I'm so thankful for you, Rex, and Harrison. I'm a big a fan of Rob Dew. I think he deserves his
he's
own show
amazing.
As well.
We all love him. Okay, he's like the dude. Okay, he's amazing.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He is the Big Lebowski, but yes. not so hippie like.
Yeah, he's awesome. We love him. We love Rob Dew.
Thank you guys, and God bless you. And you know, Rex, I'll continue to watch you, and I will continue to support your father. God bless all of you guys. May you have it's in Greek. It's Kalianosisi. Happy Resurrection Week. You know?
Thank you. He has risen.
And you have a great day.
He has risen. Thank you so much. Been in Indiana. Indeed. Now, I just want to remind everybody, this show, our last show, The American Journal, it's going to be on Friday. I'm keeping this time slot. I'll be live for you guys 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single morning from now on my home studio on X, Rex Jones News on Twitter. If you enjoy this, you're having fun, we're going to continue the call-in shows and more every morning on my new show, My American Journal. Going to go to the next call. Let's go to Jordan in Florida. Jordan, you are on the air.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hey, good morning, Rex. How are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Chill AM here.
So I wanted to kind of talk about the tweet this morning, man. I mean, it's very troubling.
Yes.
But I mean, I think Trump has been painted into a corner, man, and I think he's being exposed on the world stage. And we know how pig-headed he is, and I feel like now they say I've seen the White House tweeted 8 p.m. Eastern time. That was last night.
Right.
Talking about today. So I mean, I don't know what his move is, man. But you know, I don't really like Iran. I think Iran. This was a necessary strike in a way. We can't let Iran have a nuclear weapon, obviously.
Yeah. But the thing is, they lied. I totally hear, like, you're a truth seeker. You're looking for the truth. You're looking for like a reason as to why we did all this. There is no reason to do it. They've been talking about this for 35 years. So, like, when is it true? When is it true? When is it true? Oh, they have the enriched uranium. Oh, they have the enriched uranium. Well, what's pushed them to that point? It's us allowing Israel to basically try to wage a genocidal war on them. They knew it was going to happen. That we killed the guy that banned the nuclear weapons in the country. We killed him in the initial strikes. It's almost like we want them to have a nuke so we have an excuse to nuke them. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't think we want them to have a nuclear weapon. I think Israel and you know, Israel is not innocent in any way, but I think they almost take more losses than us when we cause things like this in the Middle East. You know what I mean? They
I don't know.
They get struck on their people. Their people get struck. And I mean, you can blame Netanyahu for that. But basically what I'm trying to say is I just think Iran needed to be dealt with. I just don't know if it's going to come down to nuclear war and if that's the right course of action.
Well, here's the issue with all of it, and this is why being anti-war just in general is the correct position, in my opinion. I also just think it's a fact. I can sit here and say my position is 100% correct because my position isn't going to result in any more further death, pain, misery, or suffering. I can say that knowing that it's true. However, people that want to get us involved in these conflicts that say that they're limited, they always escalate. And no one has the magic remote, the magic wand, not President Trump, not Lindsey Graham, not Netanyahu, not anybody except God himself. And even the devil who thinks he has the magic wand, he doesn't have the magic wand. Nobody controls these situations. So when someone advocates for a limited strike or whatever, you can't say it's a limited strike. Because what happens if they shut down the Strait of Hormuz? Okay, well, now we got to escalate. What happens if they hit the power grid? Now we got to escalate. And it just goes on and on and on from there. Thank you for your call. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yes,
go ahead. No, you can close out. You're good.
I just wanted to ask you, you know, on my closing, just what do you think would have been the correct course of action to deal with Iran, to deal with Khomeini? I mean, you know, 39 years, this guy has been ruling with an iron fist. That's my closing question.
Sure. Well, I think the proper move would have been to negotiate. You know, we've attacked Israel Tech the first time during the 12-day war. We joined them in the second time. Twice during negotiations, we have attacked them. You've had French defense ministers and English defense ministers come out and say, like, they were party to the negotiations. The terms the Iranians put forward were very generous, and the U.S. just outright refused them all. What I would have done about Khomeini, what I would have done about all of them is really absolutely nothing. I don't think they want to hurt us over here. And you can say, well, he's an evil dictator. He rules over his people with the iron fist. He bonks the women on the head if they don't wear the hijab. Bibi Netanyahu has killed thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza. And they've displaced 1 million-plus people in Lebanon. They're seizing the West Bank. They're pushing people off land they've had for hundreds, if not thousands of years with guns. We play the whole theocratic dictator game. We're like, okay, we got to go liberate these people. I view the Palestinian people as people that have been genocided, that have literally been raped in prisons, and that's government sanctioned. You can look that up. I don't see how we're going to go over there and intervene in one theocracy when there's this other theocracy in the region that's literally doing genocide. And then on top of that, our own religious base in the U.S., the Christian evangelicals, they're a part of that theocracy. And they point at Iran and say, oh, it's bad. They have a religious government. Do you see my point?
Rex, we got a madman with a red button in the White House, man. Let's just pray and...
All right. Yeah. Totally agree. And I you're genuinely a truth seeker. I can tell. And even though we may disagree on some points, I know you're going to continue to follow the situation and opinions evolve. All our opinions evolve. Thank you for the call, Jordan in Florida. Okay, let's go to. All right. Who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to Anthony in Pennsylvania, the USA, and the missing terabyte of Epstein data. You're on the show.
Good morning.
Morning. And here's the thing. Stay on the line with me. If this rolls over into the next break, I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
Gotcha. So about the missing terabyte, did anybody ever figure out who did that or what was in it?
Right. Nobody.
My theory, I have a couple theories on that. Maybe during the Biden administration, President Trump went in there and had a hacker look around and see if there was any damning evidence. Not saying he's in there. I'm not one of them. So what if he found there was something on BB Netanyahu in there and he had it scrubbed and kept a copy of it? And after all of this goes down, he's like, hey, here's a war crime. Here's a bunch of other charges for you. We're going to go ahead and get out of the teeth of this terroristical place that they call themselves Jews. Because those aren't Jews. Those are Jewish people. They put ISH at the end of it for a reason. Right. And I'm thinking that missing terabyte has something to do with all of that. And this whole moon stuff is just, it blows my mind as a Christian because the Bible clearly doesn't state that the moon's in outer space. And yes, I heard with Father Alex, he talked about, I've seen it all through the telescopes and all this stuff. And anytime you look at a star through the telescope, you can see the water on the front of it, like rippling. I'm not going to get deep into that because I'll just sound more crazier than usual.
Okay. You got a conclusion to this really quick? We've got a minute left.
Yes, I have a conclusion. I believe that after all of this is concluded, we can point it all at Israel, point out all the bad deeds they're doing up there, and we'll get separated from this all, hopefully. Or he's just a tyrannical maniac, this president of ours that we all voted for.
Wow.
One of those two things.
Wow. Well, thank you, Anthony. Really appreciate you calling in. Here's the thing. You're going to want to stay with us. We got more after the break. I got all your calls coming up and more. I'm going to take more calls. I'm going to intro the next segment with two clips. All right. So we're going to play those and it's just going to give us more context. So do a little 5 minute on that. And then I'll be back straight to your calls. You're going to want to stay with us. I'm Rex Jones, the last host of the American Journal. But we'll be going to my American Journal here next week. I'm going to be streaming same exact time for you guys, 3 hours in the morning, 5 days a week. Thank you so much. Go to thealexjonesstore.com for all your favorite vitamins, mineral supplement needs, anything you want. It's on there. I love you. We love you. See you soon.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
I'm gonna go get some more.